Good morning, everybody. In the days of the Mishnah, in the days of the Gemara, the Yom HaAvelus on Tisha B'Av, the laws of Shiva were observed, and the Shavua Shachal by Tisha B'Av, from the beginning of the week until Tisha B'Av. This year, there is no Shavua Shachal by Tisha B'Av. Ashkenazim have extended the din of the Mishnah. We have a minhag. Many Sfardim do not have this minhag. Ashkenazim have the minhag that the laws of Shavua Shachal by Tisha B'Av observe the whole 9 days. So Rav Soloveitchik explained in the name of his father that Tisha B'Av has a din, Medina Mishnah has a din like Shiva, and the 9 days we are learning a din like Shloshim. In Shloshim, in Shiva, the din is one is not permitted to bathe. Now I've got to take a bath, now I've got to take a shower. And in the days of George Washington, they didn't bathe every day. They would bathe 2 or 3 times a year. And when they would smell, so they would throw perfume on their body. After, in high school, they taught us this. After Whitney invented the cotton gin, and they started manufacturing cotton underwear, so that's when people started bathing much more often. So in the din of the Gemara, the din is one is not permitted to bathe during Shiva. During Shloshim, you're allowed to bathe. In the days of the Rishonim, the meaning of the Bavli HaTosfos was that they wouldn't bathe for all of Shloshim. The Tur in Yoredei, Hilchos Avelus, quotes this in the name of the Rav Yoh. He was one of the Bavli HaTosfos, the grandfather of the Rosh or something like that. So the same Tur quotes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av in the name of the Rav Yoh that you don't take a bath in the 9 days because we observe the 9 days like Shloshim. In Shloshim they didn't bathe. Today, nobody observes that the minute. In Shloshim you don't bathe. Everybody, Chalila, once in Shiva, the morning of the 7th day, the din applies mitzvah sayam to kula. The Shiva is up. First thing you do is you take a bath after davening shachris, after everybody's menachem mavel. So you take a bath. So nobody observes that. So that's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained. It doesn't make sense today to say that you're not going to bathe in the 9 days. 9 days is not bochum and shloshim. It's the same as shloshim. So the bathe is mutam. To wear clean clothing. So in Shulchan Aruch it says beged zeya is mutter. That's not a problem. Underwear. When you change underwear, you don't have to try on all the underwear before the 9 days. The Shabbos, what about a shirt? So people change their shirt every day. Could be that the shirt is also considered a beged zeya. Could be that you don't have to try on the shirt. So the practice usually is, that people try on a whole bunch of shirts before a Chodesh Av. If you didn't get your laundry back, so you got no choice. You're going to wear the shirt. So we'll treat the shirt like a beggar zeya also. we have a minhag that we don't have flesh, bas v'yayin in the 9 days. This has nothing to do with avelus. There is no din that an oval in the middle of Shiva is allowed to have bas v'yayin. So why are you not allowed to have bas v'yayin in the 9 days? So the Gemara at the end of Cheskes Habatim says that after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, some of the balabatim approached the Chachamim, they thought that it's proper that they should institute a prohibition. We shouldn't be allowed to eat basar v'yayin because we're not makir karbanos on the mizbeach with basar v'yayin. We don't give our Kadosh Baruch Hu basar v'yayin, so what right do we have to eat basar v'yayin? So the Tanaim said, if you're going to go with that logic, you wouldn't be allowed to drink water because on Sukkot they used to bring isach hamayim. You wouldn't be allowed to eat any bread or cake or cookies because they bring karbanos mincha. We're learning menachas now. A mincha has flour in it. So they said that's Xer Shen Reba Tzibi Chodel Mamba. So the Rishonim right, the Bavli HaTosfos right. In the days of the Bavli HaTosfos, the women who were in charge of the kitchen preparing the meals, the women decided to make a minig not to eat meat in the 9 days. Some had a minig, some of the women decided not to have meat and wine in the 3 weeks. And we don't have that minig, we only have the minig not to eat basar v'yayin. But it has nothing to do with avelus. It's a different thing because we don't bring karbanos to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't bring basar v'yayin. That's why we feel that it's not proper. So to have a din like that all year long, the Gemara says that's a gzeirah shen reba tzibi chodel mamba, but people just not going to observe it. It's too difficult. But during the 9 days, that's the minhag. So if you have a sudas mitzvah, then we'll make what constitutes a sudas mitzvah. So if you have a bris in the 9 days, I don't know if anybody is having any bris in the 9 days. If you have a pinyan aben, we would also be meikol to have basar v'yayin. If you have a siyum mesichta, if you have a legitimate siyum mesichta, it's also a sudas mitzvah. They tell the story, and I'll close with this. When Rav Kook was still alive, the first chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, he died in the 30s before Hakam Samadim. So Rav Kook was alive. So here in Eretz Yisrael, the common practice was, here they do it also, they give fleishiks for lunch. Normally in America, we eat fleishiks for supper. So here they give fleishiks for lunch. So many of the Jews who lived here were not observant. So they used to work in Tel Aviv, and they used to eat non-kosher fleishik meals at the trefa restaurants. So the Mizrahi was sleeping. So it took them a long time till they finally established a kosher restaurant in Tel Aviv that everybody should have fleishik, kosher fleishik, so those who want. So then the shaila was, they came to Rav Kook and they asked him, they wanted to ask him, are they allowed to stay open in the 9 days? Because if they're going to close in the 9 days, the non-observant Jew is going to eat trefa meat in the trefa restaurant. So what kind of a meat is chassidus are they observing? So Rav Kook was in the middle of a get, or a dinner or something. He was busy with something. So he saw these people waiting. So he was mopsik and Millie walked up. He said, what can I do for you? What is it? So he said, they have the shaila. What should they do with the kosher fleishik restaurant? Should they close it or not? He said, no, they should stay open and everybody should eat. Even the religious Jews can eat fleishik. So he said, the religious Jews, why? He said, it's a sudas mitzvah. You're keeping the other people from eating trefas. Have a nice day.